January 6th, the kingdom of grace, unlike earthly kingdoms. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? Mark 4:30. Christ found the kingdoms of the world corrupt. After Satan was expelled from heaven, he erected his standard of rebellion on this earth and sought by every means to win men to his standard. His purpose was to establish a kingdom which would be governed by his own laws and carried on with his own resources, independent of God. And so well did he succeed that when Christ came to the world to establish a kingdom, he looked upon the governments of men and said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Nothing in civil society afforded him a comparison. In striking contrast to the wrong and oppression so universally practiced were the mission and work of Christ. He planned a government which would use no force. His subjects would know no oppression. Not as a fierce tyrant did he come, but as a son of man, not to conquer the nations by his iron power, but to preach good tidings unto the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to comfort all that mourn, Isaiah 61:1-2. He came as the divine restorer, bringing to oppressed and downtrodden humanity the rich and abundant grace of heaven, that by the power of his righteousness, man, fallen and degraded though he was, might be a partaker of divinity. Christ taught that his church is a spiritual kingdom. He himself, the Prince of Peace, is the head of his church. In his person, humanity, inhabited by divinity, was represented to the world. The great end of his mission was to be a sin offering for the world, that by the shedding of blood an atonement might be made for the whole race of men. With a heart ever touched with the feelings of our infirmities, an ear ever open to the cry of suffering humanity, a hand ever ready to save the discouraged and despairing, Jesus our Savior went about doing good, Acts 10:38. And all who are members of the kingdom of Christ will represent him in character and disposition.